All right, hello. Thanks to all of you for coming today. I'm honored to be here and to give this sermon. I just want to start off with a prayer as we prepare our hearts for the message. So bow with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everything you've done for us. We thank you for just all your mercies and your grace. And just open our hearts for the message today and just pray that you are glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, God is good. And he has shown it many times, especially in my life, and I'm sure in your well, as yours as well. I know a few of you know my history from my wife and I giving our marriage testimony. But for those that don't, just here's a little condensed version. Before I was baptized, my life was my own in my eyes. You know, I was just a young, dumb kid looking out for myself. You know, I kind of ran the show. I was the one who was in control. I was living for myself, and it was all about me. I really wasn't into this God stuff growing up, and I was at church for the wrong reasons. I know now how wrong I was. Throughout my teens, I made some very poor choices. And because of my life choices at the time, I ended up in the hospital, finding out I was born with a heart condition. Never knew about it before that day. I don't remember everything that happened. I don't even think I wanted to. But after I was out of the hospital, I went through a major depression. And for a long time, I was suicidal. I look back on it, and I saw God working on me back then. But then fast forward about 15 years. I caused a lot of problems in my marriage, and my family suffered for it. I was on the brink of utter ruins, total collapse, because of the choices I was making without God. But he brought me back. God was there when I thought no one else would be. So what am I doing different now, and what makes me so different than when I used to be? And then, so what makes me any different than someone else who isn't a Christian? So, well, I'm aware of God now, and he is a priority versus an option. He is number one in my life. I think more about others than I used to. I try to watch what I do and say, and, you know, what would Jesus do? Really is a good way to look at it, especially how we live our lives. What type of music we listen to, or to the movies we watch, how much we are in the Word, how often do we pray, how often are we on TV, or looking at a screen. I'm guilty most of it, if not all of the bad. I want to get better, I want to feed my soul with God's Word. What we open ourselves to will eventually show through our life, and how we conduct ourselves with others. I don't want to do the things that hurt God's heart. I want to give Him my best. I want to please Him and make Him proud. My wife, bless her heart, for putting up with me, can tell you that I'm not the same guy I used to be. I don't want to be that old self either. You know, yes, sure, I struggle with it, but that's the key here. We don't want to be our old sinful selves and do the things to hurt God. But because of God and who He is, I have gotten better in all aspects of my life. Am I 100% good? By far, I am not. I'm okay, but I'm not good. God is the one who is good. I want people to see God working in and through me when they look at my life. So here's something to think about. How good God is. It was maybe 6 or 7 years ago. I forget. My wife would probably know better than me. But I woke up one day just not feeling good. Like run down, you know, just kind of like yuck, you know. A little while later, I was like shaking, like uncontrollably. I mean, it was like this, literally. I couldn't stop. This was going on for a few hours. Finally, my wife said, maybe we should go in and get you looked at. I don't even remember how many tests they did to me, and it was a lot of blood tests. A while later, they lost my spot, of course. Okay, that was a few hours. Finally, my wife said, yeah, maybe you should go get looked at. Yeah, test they did. It was a lot. If I remember this correctly, they asked if I'd been out of the country. I was like, out of the country? Yeah, right. I barely go out of my house. So they were like, well, you see here, you tested positive for West Nile virus. I was like, are you kidding me? So that's terrible. They said that they were surprised that I was walking because my white blood cell count was over 60,000. Now, that really is a high number compared to normal, which is about 4,000 to 11,000. So they said my body must have fought it off. The only symptom I had was the shaking. That's amazing. And then, of course, well, look at who was there, and I didn't even see it at the time. Praise God for healing. So I can truly see him working in my life. And it has been amazing to see all the things that he has gotten me through by remembering God is in control. No matter what happens, God is good all the time. We may not understand it while we are going through it at the moment, but he has a plan. Time after time after time, I can see his goodness all around us. So Jeremiah 3, 12 and 22. Therefore, go and give this message to Israel. This is what the Lord says. O Israel, my faithless people, come home to me again, for I am merciful. I will not be angry with you forever. Then look at 22. It says, my wayward children, says the Lord, come back to me, and I will heal your wayward hearts. So we see here that no matter what you have done, God always welcomes you back. But does that mean we can just go back to the same lifestyle that took us far from him? No, not at all. Jesus said to go and sin no more. Are we going to have struggles then? Yes, we will. We will falter and make mistakes. But the key here is to have repentance. Do you feel bad when you do something wrong, or do you just have the attitude of, well, whatever, it's okay, no big deal? You know, I'm not hurting anybody. Well, that's wrong. We are hurting God and his heart. We are not immune to sin. We all fall short because of sin in our lives, and I am guilty of this too. Don't get me wrong here, brothers and sisters and friends. I am no different than any one of you. I am far from perfect. I don't even have it all together. I mess up all the time. That's why we need Jesus. We need to surrender all of ourselves to God. We are here, and we are supposed to trust the Holy Spirit to guide us, to help us along the way. We are to put our faith in Jesus Christ and do not lean on our own understandings. It took me a while to really get that. So I read a short story online, and I'd like to share it with you. Starts off, a new pastor in a small Midwestern town spent the first 4 days making personal visits to each of the members, inviting them to come to his first service. The following Sunday, the church was all but empty. According to the pastor, placed a notice in the local newspaper saying that because the church was dead, it is everyone's duty to give it a decent Christian burial. The funeral would be held on the following Sunday afternoon, the notice stated. Morbidly curious, a crowd of people turned out for the funeral. In front of the pulpit, they saw a closed coffin smothered with flowers. After the pastor delivered the eulogy, he opened the coffin and invited his congregation to come forward and pay their final respects to the dead church. Filled with curiosity as to what would represent the corpse of a dead church, all the people lined up to look in the coffin. Each mourner peeped into the coffin, then quickly turned away with guilt, sheepishly look. In the coffin, tilted at the correct angle, was a large mirror. Wow, right? Kind of makes me feel guilty, too. So how does that make you feel? So the same thing can be said for when we turn away from God. He knows our hearts. He knows everything about us. But it's our choice to turn away. He doesn't want that for us, not ever. So what can we do about it? First, we should pray. Pray our hearts out. Pour all of our burdens on him. Confess everything that you have done wrong. Ask him to reveal the sin that is in your life and ask him to take it away. Ask for forgiveness. I mean, truly mean it. We are sinners. We need his forgiveness and mercy. God never intended for us to carry the weight of this sin. So now I want to look at Jeremiah chapter 32. Verses 36 to 38. It reads as follows. Now I want to say something more about this city. You have been saying it will fall to the king of Babylon through the war and famine and disease. But this is what the Lord of God of Israel says. I will certainly bring my people back again from all the countries where I will scatter them in my fury. I will bring them back to this very city and let them live in peace and safety. They will be my people, and I will be their God. See, here again, he even gives opportunities to return to him. He knows we are going to fall away. He knows that we are going to be selfish and want to do things our own way. So he will let us do that, but all the while, he will be working on us, and he knows that we might have to hit rock bottom before we go back to him. But time after time after time, he will never stop loving us, even when we don't love ourselves, even when we sin and do things that we shouldn't do. He will never leave us or forsake us. Nothing can separate us from his love. 1 Peter 2:25 says, "Once you were like sheep who wandered away, but now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your souls." I know I sound like a broken record, but look at this. He will welcome you back with open arms. Remember to turn away. Don't keep going back to what pulled you away. If you need help, ask, and it shall be given. We are to be here for one another, are we not? Then we need to show it. I, for one, want to show it. If any one of you are struggling and just need to vent or talk or pray with, you can talk to Pastor Scott, myself, someone from the leadership team. We are to be here for our brothers and sisters in Christ. I want God to be glorified because he can do so much more with our lives if we let him. I'm leaving proof of what God can do. After everything that I've been through, I know it's by the grace of God that I made it this far, and I'm excited to see where he takes me in the coming years. I know I have work to do, and it won't be easy, but I know God is in control. In James, we see it yet again. So let's look at James 4, 5 to 10. And that goes as follows. "Do you think the scriptures have no meaning? They say that God is passionate, that the spirit he has placed within us should be faithful to him. And he gives grace generously. As the scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter, and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor." Folks, all you need to do is return to him. That's all he wants. Love your God with all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. He will give you another chance, even when you don't deserve it. He just wants us to know it hurts him when we sin. Same thing as it goes with our kids. We want the best for them. We don't want them to get hurt. We want to spare them the pain. We are doing it for their own good. God feels that very way, too. There are consequences for our actions. We may not see it right away, but eventually it will happen. I know firsthand from it. I have been through it. No matter what you think you've done, that God will never forgive you. Think again. He is there waiting for you to come to him. So in closing, know that God is good and he will always welcome you back. It's never too late to change. Seek him and do his will. Open up the possibility that he can do great things in your life if you let him. God bless. We all pray with me when we close. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this word. We thank you for all that you've done for us. There are so many things that we do wrong, Lord, but yet you love us anyway. So many times that, you know, if we were in control, we'd just mess it up. But that's why you were in control, because you are God. There's so many things I should be grateful for. You've gotten us through everything. We're still here, and you love us the same. In Jesus' name, amen.